All right, bring us back. Bring us back to the hook.
I'm just trying to think to the hook, huh?
Who is my friend? When all friends are gone, nobody but you.
Jimmy Doan Show.
That's right, we're
the
back.
Jimmy Doan Show, January 16th,
okay. All right.
You know, it's like, 2009.
Well, it is. You know, one of the things I always like to do.
Starring Jimmy Doan.
That's right. One of the things I always like to do is on this day in history.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I looked up on this day in history. Nothing.
No, I thought some Attila the Hun killed King.
No, Ivan the Terrible. Ivan the Butcher Terrible. Ivan the Terrible took the throne in 1547.
Okay,
that's it.
Nothing, so Jimmy.
No, hey, I know, but
I mean, what if you had taken the throne on that day? Would that be nothing? It was Ivan's day, baby.
He did.
He did.
That's right.
It could have been. I mean, we don't know for sure. I mean, it could have been like the impact that killed the dinosaurs. I mean, there could have been all kinds of things that happened this day in history.
That's right. Could have been. You know, and the other thing I was thinking about, though, I wonder, because they changed the calendar in the 1700s.
They did?
Yeah, it went from the Gregorian to the something or another. Whatever. Yeah. We lost like Caesarian a month or something. The Caesarian calendar, right. I said like the PMS calendar. I don't know what it is. We went from one to the other. I guess it's like the
swimsuit calendar.
Yeah, almost exactly the same.
Right, same thing.
Exactly the same. Okay. Well, so anyway, that's what happened on today. I did notice, by the way, the official pizza of students here, Domino's. We just ate some Domino's pizza. That the official phone number for the for the Domino's pizza down in Hookerville, you know the one
69.
No, it's free beer.
Oh,
that's kind of cute. Free beer is their phone number.
That's current news. Always ahead of the curve.
Always ahead of the beer.
Free beer.
Always ahead of the beer.
Sticking with current news. What about all these appointments? Jimmy,
I got
any
tons
feedback
of current
on
news.
That?
The appointments. I looked at the appointments. We talked about this early on.
Your favorite.
Yeah, Hillary's decided that she's going to take a hard line, who knows.
Well, she's going to be Secretary of State. How is she? Well, she's going to quit that job and become president, maybe. That's what you're saying.
She's as Secretary of State. I told you this before. She's number three on the list.
Mm-hmm. Man,
and behind the vice president, she's
two
next.
People.
And I'm telling you, all you have to do is, here's the deal. All somebody has to do, this is so simple,
Hillary's president.
No, I mean, you've got to think about it for a second. On the front lawn of the Capitol in 4 days, at least one.
There's an opportunity.
No, I'm serious. Out in the middle of nowhere, Phil.
We are not posting this before that date.
That can take out Biden and.
You got to figure.
Jack
is afraid of this conversation.
She's probably made some friends in the Secret Service.
Let me tell you. That's not all. Let me tell you something. Here's what I'd be a little nervous about. As he goes up there to take the oath of office, she says, "Excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom."
Right.
And if she waddles out into the back of the Capitol to go to the can, if I was Obama, I'd say, duck!
He said, me too, I'll walk you there.
And then she's it. So as I told you before, I'm laying even money so far, you know.
My guess is that while Bill was in the Oval Office with Monica, that Hillary could have been on the Lincoln bedroom with Secret Service man that she was setting up for the sniper fire later.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, even Jack is afraid of this conversation. I don't know what to say. The quiet one in the corner.
We're just making stuff up, Hillary.
Oh.
Yeah, we didn't mean it.
Yeah. Love ya. So anyway, then they have the guy who's, he's the IRS guy, it turns out, is the Treasury guy?
The IRS guy,
$34,000, oversight. I made a slip. And this all is forgiven, no problem.
He went 6 years without paying his taxes, apparently.
Well, some portion of it, I forget what was. It wasn't all of it, I don't think. But he paid it all back.
He forgot to pay
all
a portion.
All is forgiven. And then what's this Eric Holder guy? What's his...
He's the new attorney general. I like his approach so far. I like the idea that there's a black man as an attorney general,
Blick.
Finally, because, I mean, he's going to know.
Hallelujah.
He's going to know. I have a dream. No, he's going to know the persecution that people have suffered at the very low end.
At the hands of the white man? Is that what you're saying?
At the hands of the man?
Is that what you're saying?
No.
I mean, he did pretty good. He did pretty, didn't he? Hasn't he defended some terrorists or something like that?
I
believe he did.
Maybe, but I mean, I don't care. Who he
defends. That's right. To close down Gitmo.
Right, and he's declared waterboarding torture. Like, duh.
Yeah.
But
it is funny how that Neil Bortz, for instance,
so you're liking
is really
him.
Upset about.
Yeah. Counselor likes him.
Is
huh?
upset that you that. As far as he's concerned, man, it ain't torture. You know, they always ask this hypothetical question. Look, if you were to waterboard somebody and save, you know, 19 airplanes coming across the Pacific, you know, wasn't it worth it? Well, you know, who was to know?
Yeah, no, it's a sliding scale. It's always like that.
It's always worth it.
Well, I tell you this much. As far, it would be kind of interesting, and I don't know if they have to do this. Do the people that actually do the waterboarding, do they have to go under it too? They have to do it too.
Oh, Jimmy always asks this. Well, it's just like the taser.
Stitch and Pinky both had to do it.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, and isn't it true that before you use a taser, you have to be tased and
no,
stuff like
that? No,
Jimmy loves it.
No,
he loves
I'm not buying that for a dollar.
Before you get electrocuted, you have to electrocute somebody else?
Yeah, exactly.
The other way around?
It's like they call for volunteers and
Jimmy's
you
running
can say what you want.
Front.
Let me tell you this. As far as I'm concerned, if you, stick a needle in my hand other than the Chinese thing, yeah, that'd be good. That's torture. That's
acupuncture.
Torture.
Acupuncture.
Acupuncture. Yeah. Other than that,
Chinese thing.
Yeah. the Chinese thing. I love you. I love you a long time. Hey, big boy.
We don't have many listeners in China. This might be why.
Yeah, that's right. Hey. Okay. Well,
that's not funny. That's not funny.
You're making fun of our country.
You're making fun of.
That's not funny.
You stop asking about
we
your
know
cat.
Talking
we
like
know,
that.
We know see your cat. Stop asking.
Okay, edit.
So anyway,
we're back.
Okay, and what's the next thing?
You were on Eric Holder and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, now, who else is on the list? I don't even know who it is. All
so
I know
with,
is that they're
Hillary,
all
Hillary. Wait, let's go back to Hillary because we love Hillary. What you don't think? No conflict there. No conflict there. Was
of course there's
State?
Conflict.
Oh,
so,
conflict.
And,
but yeah. you love her. She's going to do great. What?
No, she's going to suck.
She's
yeah. yeah. I mean, you know,
but she'd be a great president.
She would be as good as any of them.
She'd be a better president than the Secretary of State, you think?
Okay, give him another toke.
Yeah.
We've wandered
yeah,
off.
He needs something.
No, I was just wondering. I'm wanting your feedback on this.
Well,
I'm interested.
Okay, here's the deal. None of it makes any sense. All of them are incompetents. They all have the same idea. They're all government people. They believe government can fix all, cure all, do whatever it is.
They're going to pull an all-nighter, at least.
And yeah, basically, none of them have a clue. Let me put it this
Although
way. Either they do have a clue, and they really don't care. They're in it for their own. They're grabbing for the last scraps on the table here before the ship goes down. Okay, there's a mixed metaphor for you. And that reminds me of my headmaster. Well, let's get on the bandwagon and play ball. Say what? So I like to mix those metaphors. And if you understand that, then you're way
ahead. Either they know and they don't care or they don't know. And either way, it's bad news for us.
Exactly. Either they're just ignorant, stupid people, or they are evil, horrible,
a
spawn of Satan.
He did bring Volcker on board, apparently, didn't he?
There's some options for you, at least.
I don't know what Volcker's position is going to be, exactly. I forget. Volcker was the one who brought us out of the Carter thing. He was appointed by Reagan. And, of course, what happened, as you would expect, this is really normal, the Carter years, as I just mentioned in the previous segment, from 76 to 80 had been such a disaster that what Volcker did was to clamp down on the printing of the money. He says, we're not printing any more money. And we went into a depression, mind you, for 2 years. And then the Reagan tax cuts took effect and we had the most unbelievable blossoming of everything in the world from 82 up until practically the year 2000 with the small little blip, which was not a recession, which was the 87 fall off of 500 points on the Dow. Everybody thought it was the end of the world, not the depression. It was all over in less than a month. And it took a couple of years for the Dow to come back, but it didn't take any time for all of the stuff that we buy to come back.
The only thing promising to me about the appointments is he seems to have picked people who don't agree with him. And so, in my opinion,
go ahead.
And so
What Lincoln did.
It indicates to me that he's going to think about it. That he hasn't decided that he knows everything about the situation. And that provides me hope because I think that he's really wrong in some area, in the super spending area. I mean, maybe it's pie in the sky.
I love this optimist guy. I love
hope,
you to
hope. Death. Hey, man.
You have to understand that it all has to go through the Congress, and they are going to vote for the vote.
Oh, the brand new Democratic Congress?
Yes. They're going to vote to keep themselves in office, come hell or high water.
Nancy.
It doesn't matter. And I'm saying he could come out with the most fabulous plan. I think there was something that came out the other day where they said Nancy Pelosi or somebody said, well, if he does that, he threatened a veto on something. And they were the Democrats were already pissed off at hadn't even taken office yet. Hello, and he said, "Well, if you do that, I'll veto it." And they were all the Democrats were totally bent out of shape on this. And I'm thinking, well, this is a good auspicious start. Doesn't matter what he does. If you think for 2 seconds that even in these tight times, if he were to propose a budget, so let's say of $3 trillion, which last year it was 3.1 or something, that's a joke. Ain't going to happen. And it wouldn't matter anyway because it's going to be $4 trillion with all the spending and everything that they're going to do, it has to go through the Congress. And that, if you've ever seen the budget of the United States, it literally when they bring it out, it's about 5.5 inches thick of printing. That's what it is. And if anybody's actually read more than a page or two of it,
what you're saying is it doesn't matter what Obama does, they're not cutting nothing out of this Congress.
Exactly. They are, and in fact, the spending, other than there's some, I suppose, some quote mandatory or preordained spending or whatever, but by and large, they've found this beautiful pot of at least anywhere from $850 billion to $1.5 trillion or more of found money. Of course, it's money from 2050 and 2060 and 2070, but they found this and decided they're going to spend it today. And let me tell you, and that money is going to be spent geared on one thing and one thing only, and that is, can I give this to the people that love me and will vote for me so that I can stay in office for a little longer and collect my... Oh, by the way, I did get a raise on January 1st of $5,000. Everybody in Congress got a raise of $5,000 automatically.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, just that was automatic. No vote need to be taken. So they all got a raise, and they'll get one next year and the year after. And, of course, that's the beauty of inflation. If we have a 20% inflation, they'll get a 20% raise.
There, it's adjusted for inflation. Their salaries.
Yes, it is exactly adjusted, and it's automatic. It's automatic. Whereas out here in the real world, we lay people off. When you start to go out of business, they get a raise.
Right.
So for a good performance.
This blows my mind, and this reminds me of something else that I wanted to talk about. That also just came out in the news, which is a recent Supreme Court ruling that seems to undermine the search warrants, that seems to undermine, it has to do with search warrants.
It was the phone tapping thing, right? Or was that the one?
No. It allows the police to continue with a search, even though they've made an error, which were they to discover the error, the search could not continue.
Right. In other words, what they're saying is if it was an honest mistake.
Right.
Not deliberate negligence or anything like that, but a real honest to goodness.
An honest mistake and arrest somebody accidentally because they think he has a warrant out, which was the facts in that case.
Right.
And then they find a whole bunch of drugs on him.
Right.
But then they find out that original arrest was invalid.
And of course, that's exclusion rules, what they call it.
What used to happen is that
there was all thrown out and the guy went free.
Right.
That's right.
Drugs, no drugs, we don't care. Now, the new ruling, and this was mostly by the conservative justices, right? It was Scalia Roberts and all these people. They said, what they say?
They said if the error is an honest mistake, then the cops can proceed and whatever evidence they find is admissible.
Right.
Right. Right. Now, this is not actually a big change.
It isn't.
No. It's always turned on the cops' willful intent, or what they call good faith by the police officers.
Really?
Yeah. If the police officers made a good faith effort to do whatever it is they're doing, then it's okay, whatever it is they find in their searches, even if
They're so good, why did this go to, then why did this go to?
Well, it was a very narrow thing, as it most of the time is when it goes to the Supreme Court. This had to do with a mistake made by the police officers, whereas previously the only thing that had been litigated was a mistake made by the clerk's office. And the clerk's office mistake was upheld, obviously, because those two entities are a little bit different. The police are not the clerks, and they don't figure they're colluding to go arrest people. Mm-hmm. But when the police make a mistake, you could maybe assume they're doing it on purpose, and that
right.
they're using this arrest as sort of a pretense to get whatever drugs that they can't get because they can't do a legal
search. Right, well, they do what they call, like, profiling or something like that. Or else they figure, look, we know this guy's got drugs, so
right.
we're going to follow him until he does something wrong.
Right.
And then we'll, you know, and we'll bust him, right?
Yeah,
so,
baby.
But here's the deal. And he will give us permission to search his car.
Right, right. But here's the deal. If you can prove that it was done intentionally in any way,
right.
then
yeah.
you can exclude the evidence.
Right.
So really, they have to prove that it was an honest mistake. And it makes sense. This is valid logic, in my opinion, because, for the following reason, you cannot deter unintentional activity.
Right.
Okay, you
that
can't,
makes sense.
Yeah, you can't deter unintentional activity. You can't say, oh, we're going to exclude this evidence now, and so next time you won't make a mistake.
Right.
It's
but,
like,
but
look.
There wasn't a mistake. That is to say, it was not a mistake. Who knew it was a mistake?
Right. Right.
Exactly.
And so they.
Precognition. That's free. What is that Tom Cruise movie where they went into the.
Yeah, yeah.
The
yeah.
Matrix?
No, the other one. The one where you could look in the future and figure out who was going to be a criminal.
Right.
No, it's a Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah. That's what I said.
He made that movie. It was that Top Gun dude, Tom Cruise. Yeah, that's
who's weird. Hitting the doob tonight?
That's it.
Okay.
Minority Report.
Yeah.
But so what's interesting though
let's
is
get that,
we got that right.
No, I mean let's do one. Let's have
the
actual
you can't
machine.
Do that. Can't do that.
No, okay.
So
I know what it is. Its reason is because when you put those ladies in the pond like that, it's probably gonna the PETA people are gonna show up and say you're drowning these poor people or whatever. Mm-hmm. Isn't that weren't they
Woo!
The Weren't they the psychics or something that were in the water?
Yeah.
Okay.
The PETA people, man, they're freaking about
the premonitions.
They're freaking about those geese, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh! They lost two. They put two more little dots on the wall down at PETA.
What, for losing the flock of geese?
Yeah, the flock of geese that got sucked into the jet. Sucked into the jet, which we can joke about all that because everybody lived.
Yeah,
great.
People are upset. They figured the geese should have won that one.
Oh,
they
man.
Did. They won.
Did.
They won.
That's right.
Well, they won. They beat up
they
the
won.
Airplane.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
For sure.
And they only lost two.
Yeah. those guys were probably kamikazes.
They were terrorist geese.
They flew
the
in
terrorist
there
geese. That's right. Suicide geese. That's right. By God, we're taking this plane down, boys.
Yep, they did.
That's incredible.
Well, here's the thing, though, about this ruling, and that parallels the last thing we talked about, and that is that they don't extend the logic to the people. They won't extend the same logic of the inability to
right.
deter unintentional acts
right.
to crimes. That is, you can still have an unintentional act that's a crime.
Yeah.
It's a serious crime. You get in an accident and you kill somebody, there's a better than 50% chance you're going to prison for a long time.
Right.
And that punishment does not deter anybody from having an accident.
Right.
It might deter them from driving, but that's not the same thing at all. You can always deter people from the stuff that leads to things that
yeah,
cause
what
harm.
You, like what you're saying, it seems to me, is that the idea of a real accident is almost history.
Right, right. Except, and now they've just realized in this Supreme Court ruling that the police can have accidents
right.
still.
But and
so,
now, but
accidentally
as far as we're
guy.
Concerned, out here in the great unwashed people, the lay people, right? We can still have absolute. Out of this blue act of God accidents and go to jail.
Right.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. The double standard grows.
Yep. And so what else is new?
Yep.
They have the guns. That's the thing that I don't like about. Now, in this particular case, you could be right, but here locally, there was another ruling, I forget what it was, where it looked to me like the courts, it was an appeals court here or something recently, and I'll find it maybe before we go, a ruling that didn't make any sense to me. And what it had to do was, it seemed to me, the courts were colluding with the executive branch of the government to deny rights to us out here. And of course, the courts are supposed to be like independent and be looking out for us. Well, when they get on the other team, you know, we're up shit's creek without a paddle. And,
yeah,
and that's what's happened here in Florida. There was an appeals court ruling here in Florida on something. And I've lost my glasses. I can't find it. Anyway, maybe I'll find it later.
Well, that's a cohesive topic there.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Way to go. Way to go, Jimmy. No,
way to bring in that parallel story.
I almost had it. If I could just remember what the ruling was, it would be so perfect for the show.
All right, that's all the current news I've got.
Oh, my God. That's it? I got tons of stuff.
Except Blagojevich, but...
I did like the Chicago furniture company that goes, we're selling seats cheaper than the governor's, you know. The governor's office. And our Senate seats only $19.99. The sofa.
Senator chair.
I know that, what about this? Did you see you sent me a Chavez thing.
Yes!
Yeah.
He's been blowing it up.
Chavez lets West make oil bids as prices plunge.
Oh, he's kicking people out of his country.
His inflation's already up to like 18%, 19%.
Caracas, Venezuela. President Hugo Chavez, buffeted by falling oil prices that threaten to damage his efforts to establish a socialistic-inspired state, is quietly courting Western oil companies once again.
Thank you, Ricardo.
Oh, speaking of
Yeah, I know.
Ricardo Montalban is no more.
Man, he had some...
Kirk beat him. Yeah. Shatner is still alive.
Admiral Kirk is still alive.
He was 88, you know? That's pretty amazing.
He was a stud, man. He was a
good guy. Passed away, huh?
I mean, you think about it. I mean, he was pretty old in 67 when he did the episode, you know?
Oh, man, when he did the Colin episode, and did you see him? The dude was buff.
Oh, he was mega buff,
dude, unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the deal. So anyway, and of course, speaking of Star Trek, Majel Roddenberry died.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The white wife.
You might remember her. She was Nurse Chapel in the original series, and then she later played Deanna Troi's mom in the Star Trek Next Gen, and then she also was the voice of the computer, ship's computer.
Oh.
So she was married to Gene Roddenberry. Oh. That sexy man.
Yep.
So find your Chavez?
I
got it right here.
I know
here.
I heard it.
All right, well, then I'll have to do this cover the story for you.
You will.
Okay.
What I did realize, of course, was what's fascinating about this whole thing, and this actually has to do with this liquidation business. Remember just 6 months ago or whatever, you know, 6-8 months ago, oil was $150 a barrel. Mm-hmm. Now $35 a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what?
No windfall tax necessary.
Yeah,
huh?
Right. Well, you noticed, as I mentioned this before, the windfall profits tax, when it was all the rage in the summertime, and you know, hardly has the word windfall profits tax cleared their collective lips up there in Washington, that the prices dropped by over $100.
Right.
Well, you don't hear anything about windfall
bailout
money, although they have. Fascinating,
man.
As soon as you make any money in the oil company, we want to tax it. As soon as you're losing your ass, they want to give you money to General
Motors. Well, it's only fair, Jimmy. They're just trying to even things out.
So it's incredible.
And also taking their cut.
I went driving around over the holidays. I paid as low as $1.31.
Wow.
That was cheaper. I saw $1.55 once.
God, you just put it in the gas cans, just burn it up at that point.
Yeah, exactly. Just go up to the gas station, lay the thing on the ground, and light a match. You know, it's done. No, we don't care anymore.
Put the spark plugs back in my exhaust pipe.
But my point is that here's a guy, you have to understand.
Spark plugs back in my exhaust pipe.
The point is that those guys over there, you know, the Ghana and all the oil producers, countries said, you know, they figured their budgets based on $90 or $80.
Right.
Figured,
oops.
You know, what could happen? It's $150. How could it go below $100?
Right.
You know, so we all of a sudden it's sitting there $35, and they're screaming. So Hugo is sitting here, and he's going into liquidation mode.
Right.
He's saying, I'll let you have it for whatever you can give me now. And in fact, you boys are all invited back. I know we took your companies over, you know, like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and kicked your ass out and took all your shit.
Threatened to kill everybody inside.
That's right. But come back. Please come back.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're saying are, understandably, the guys over in Dutchland, you know, Shell people, and the people in Britland, the BP people and so forth, they're saying, what's to stop you from doing this again? And he says, well, I promise.
Yeah.
I promise, man. And they said, well, not quite good enough.
Not quite good enough.
We're going to have to a little more than that, you know, this time. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see if they, because he's, obviously the whole thing's gone down the toilet now that he doesn't have any money to, like, fix the place up. There's one thing at $150 a barrel.
Man, there's only one good thing for Hugo, and I saw it on a bumper sticker the other day. It's too close for missiles switching to guns.
That's a good one. Well, I did notice that he still is scheduling the election to be emperor for life.
Yeah, yeah.
Emperor.
Or whatever they call it.
It's good to be the king.
That's it. So
it's good to be the
figures,
king.
I guess he figures he's going to get that in there before the oil prices really start to tank.
He's going to take. You saw he's kicked out the Israelis. Saw that, right? Kicked out the Israelis.
Yeah, well, the Israelis are attacking the innocent Palestinians.
Right.
The innocent Palestinians.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, what I like about that story is, of course, the Israelis, they're going to war to win. I mean, they're not messing around.
Yeah, no, and that is one of the things that is always, as I think we've talked about previously, is here in the United States, is since the Second World War, we've decided not to win. You know, we're going to stick 35,000 people over in North Vietnam forever. And Germany forever. Mm-hmm. And
Korea forever.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, I'm sitting there thinking, all you have to do is call, it's called let's make a glass factory.
Yeah.
You know, three well-placed
let's
nukes.
Let's make a glass factory. Yeah, we'll start off with a glass floor.
Yeah, we'll start off with a glass floor. you'd be surprised what a couple of hundred.
You got some sound effect.
A couple of megaton bombs placed
that.
Correctly will do. It's sand.
The big.
I mean, it might be, the glass that's might be a little bumpy, but it's nothing we can't use for our lenses on our new Hubble telescope. What we want to do is we want to have a lens that's 10 miles wide. We found the sand. There's just a nasty.
There's
little,
some impurities in there.
There's some impurities. We can melt them out.
They'll be on the bottom layer.
That's right.
As long as they reflect,
they'll sink to the bottom.
They'll sink to the bottom. We'll cut them out. It's no problem. So, but that's the way you win the war. It's called, you know, it's called parking lot war.
Right. Yeah. Parking lot
war. The Israelis, my guess is by the time we do the next show, that one's going to be over.
Yeah,
it is just and to think that, you know, the United States and Condoleezza and everybody saying, oh no, well, we I saw the headline something setting up for a new truce, and I thought, you know, this is the 47th truce that has never worked.
I'm thinking if it were the other way around and Bush were just coming in to office now, I think he'd be going to war. I think we'd be back in Israel big time. But I think
possible. They don't need it. I mean, they got all of our stuff,
and they can buy all the bits and pieces and parts that they want, and they get.
They're fighting guys with sticks in the street.
But even so, you don't think symbolically he would step
maybe,
up?
Maybe
a Republican or you know.
They've been thinking about it for a while. I mean,
of course, they're running out of people to send over there.
Well, they got to use 11,000 of them to protect Obama during the inauguration.
Yeah, that's
11,000.
Yeah,
Eddie Murphy,
human
man.
Shield.
Eddie Murphy did it.
Boy,
best,
how would you like to be part of that detail?
Yeah, no. I don't want to be there.
There's safety in numbers. I mean, it's kind of like being, you know, being protected by a flock of geese, say. We'll check it out, and you know.
Hey, I say we get light notes. What do y'all think?
Oh, yeah. Man, I got so much.
Oh,
stuff,
go ahead then.
I mean, again, it depends on what you consider light notes or not.
Everything's a light note.
What you
doesn't
got?
Matter anymore. It doesn't even heavy notes
you
are light
notes.
Bush, I mean, we're talking about.
About a week ago, Laura Bush. Did you see this? Bought this China set for like $400,000.
Yeah, well, they're rich.
A week before they left. No,
well,
it's not for them.
The Clintons, of course, they'd have just
stolen
it.
It's for the Obamas. No, it's for the White House.
Oh, well, oh, is it?
Right, okay. It's for the Obamas.
Oh, they don't even get to decorate
those? No, they went ahead and spent some of Obama's money just in advance there.
Well, it was because because Michelle Obama wanted
stuff.
To bring, she wanted to bring in paper plates or what?
Dishwashers.
You know what I was liking? I heard this the other day. Obama's, you've seen, he's been given, of course, a speech or two every day. Press conferences, and he has on the front of the podium from the office of the president elect.
Yeah, I had
did you know that there was an office of the president elect?
No,
that's because there's not.
Ah,
that's
what a right. Surprise!
That's right.
Well, there's a president elect, and
there's a PIBO.
Have you seen?
And
he might have an office.
Have you seen his seal? Have you seen the seal?
I'm afraid to ask. Okay, here
he's
we
broken
go.
Out the seal. No, we'll have to put a link to it.
This is not a Jack Rhodes special, is it?
No, no, no.
Okay. This is a little black Sambo seal or something like that.
Jimmy's on a roll, baby.
No, no, no. I'm just, I know you. I know you.
What? I'm not saying any of this.
But I know you.
No, I'm talking.
You would.
This is real news, Jimmy. I've done some research here. Obama has a new presidential seal.
You're kidding.
No.
What was wrong with the old one?
Well, it wasn't. That's just how he rolls.
It's old.
He says color.
Ooh.
And speaking of rolls, I mean, I do want to mention the old, his new ride.
Oh, which is not a Rolls. It's not.
No. But I mean,
It's a GM. It's a Caddy, baby.
Been staring at this thing.
It's
like
a long black Caddy. $700,000 long black Caddy.
Yeah, Ben, I gotta find it again. I've been staring at it all the time. You guys keep flipping between different things.
See, it's our fault.
Oh,
it's
well,
our
we're
fault.
Supposed to have a list
that's
here.
Right.
Come on.
It's our fault. Hey, wait, why you get the big bucks. You're supposed to have these. Why don't you use Places or whatever the thing is where you can have multiple windows open at
do
the same
time? Do you see
time?
Where the...
No, it's the Obama's limo is a rolling
Jimmy,
tank.
Why don't you go over there and show them how to do it?
But apparently, yeah, it is a rolling tank. You know, his new, it's a brand new Cadillac Escalade.
Obama, baby.
And, apparently, you know, he requested spinners, hydraulics, and a solid gold front grill,
no,
but they weren't up to code.
No.
But he did say a bottle of Chambord will be, however, displayed on the
back. What is Chambord? I'm sorry, what is that?
Bottle of Chambord.
What is that?
It's a little crown
alcoholic
thing.
Beverage.
Oh, right, okay.
It's an alcoholic beverage.
You heard they're going to take away his BlackBerry.
Really?
Yep.
What are they going to call it?
It's a security risk.
American Berry?
No. That's good. That's good. I didn't even thought about that. I guess that's the reason they're taking it away. He's going to outfit him with a white berry. The deal is that apparently it's a security risk.
Really?
Yeah, they're worried that he's going to have too much spam or that they can, you know, when it's on, you can like triangulate and locate and send in a missile.
That's what I was thinking, is you can triangulate and
hacking,
send in a missile.
Well, I mean, of course, the first thing you do is have Hillary wear it. I mean, that's what you do. Yeah, that's what you always do is when anybody's trying to track you, you take your cell phone and throw it in a truck going the other way.
With Hillary in it, apparently.
Well, right. Whatever. Right. Or somebody.
I'll tell you, I have seen, and I know we talked about this before, have you seen all of the commemorative Barack Obama junk for sale
my
on TV?
God.
I'm looking at the U.S. presidency collector plates right now, yeah. You know, and they've got all these
coins.
Yeah. The coins, that
stamps,
stamps. Yep. It's just amazing. I mean, whoever's
plaques
marketing this stuff,
they have plaques.
I mean,
plates, they have plates.
Is it just free? Can we just use his image to do whatever we want? I mean,
yeah, pretty much.
Obama.
As a public figure, you're not you can rip it off totally. What I think is interesting, this is nothing new. You know, when they have the Queen's coronation or anything like that, they do the same thing. I mean, it's like unbelievable the amount of money that they spend for the Queen's plates and everything. I mean, it's just, you can buy a Queen's coronation plate set for, you know, $500,000 or something. I mean, it's
so I can, apparently we know who's staying up late night watching TV there, huh? E.E.?
No. I only saw I have flicked through and seen the, I happen to know that from history because it hadn't been but about 50 or 60 years.
No, I'm
years
talking about all
there.
This Obama crap. This is no. All late night TV stuff.
It's not only late night. It's all the
it's
time.
It's all the time.
Time,
huh?
Yeah.
Prime time, baby.
Yeah.
It's given the ministers a run for their money. You know, because at least you get, instead of getting the miracle water or the green cloth of prayer or the red cloth of Jesus or whatever it is, you know, they're sucking the money out of the people that would do that into going to the Obama plates.
All right. How about this Al Franken? I've mentioned him a couple of times.
I think he wins. Yeah, I think he won.
No. Well, after this recount, come on.
Well, no, well, there's,
turn around.
They've already had, they had the recount that had
all
him,
of a sudden they found some votes.
Well, they did that a bunch of times. I know that.
Come on.
No, seriously. What happened was,
you don't think Al Franken?
Apparently, the Norm Coleman, who was the other guy, is that
right,
the other guy?
Right.
He had won by like 200 or 300 votes, and Al Franken said no, and apparently after weeks and weeks now, it's been 2 months, I guess.
Yeah.
Al Franken is ahead by 55 votes or something like that. And the question was...
What a crock.
Well, with the here was the problem. Norm Coleman said, this is ridiculous. Why are you going to court for this? Yada, yada, I shouldn't do it. Can't do it. It's an outrage. The people have spoken. I've won, and so forth and so on. Well, Al Franken went to court anyway. Now, Coleman has a little problem because 2 months ago he was saying, you don't go to court if you lost, yada, yada, yada. And so... Now, you're telling me I understood that as of yesterday or the day before that there was a real good chance that Coleman was going to go to court, but you're saying, no, the everybody certified it.
It does say here that Coleman's disputing the recount results, which showed him 225 votes
behind
Franken.
Come on, that's pretty suspicious. Historically and mathematically, impossible for this to happen.
What?
Does it matter?
I think in some places, there were more votes cast than there were voters.
Let me tell you, this makes the nice thing about this is
that
it takes Florida off the hook for being the Chad hanging state. These guys have got the new record for right. for ludicrousness. And
don't
of course, the
know?
Beauty of it is, if the comedian wins, I mean, it's all so
the
perfect.
Comedian. Yeah,
you know, it's all. I mean, the comic of the count and the comedian wins. It doesn't get any better than that. I mean, this is. You know, this is Saturday Night Live. This is late night fun. You can't beat this.
Right.
And to have him in the Senate.
God bless
let me
America
tell you,
music.
The thing yeah. about it is, he'll be as much fun in the Senate as, remember when,
Sonny Bono.
Sonny went?
Oh! On the same wavelength there, Jimmy.
Totally. Woo. Let me tell you what was funny about that. You heard that when he went,
I saw
they were
it.
All lined up to get his autograph.
Sonny Bono.
Oh, no kidding.
No, he was such a celebrity that every senator, he was in the House of Representatives, I guess, and they all lined up literally to get his autograph. Republicans, Democrats, all of them.
I just remember watching them speak, and it always sounded like a citizen in front of the county commission or something.
It could very well have been.
It reminded me of the Sonny and Cher show.
Right.
You know?
When he gave
his monologue. You know?
Of course. But that's what he was. But it was interesting. Part of it, apparently, out as so many of these people are, when they're in one-on-one with people, they're just like totally different people and they just loved him. But they, you know, mostly what they wanted was instead of getting presidential, you know, teacups or napkins or anything, they wanted his autograph or some shit that had Sonny Bono on it. That was their taking home to their kids. Their kids were all saying, wait a minute, who's there? No, Dad, I don't care about the president, okay? You go get Sonny's autograph.
Right.
That kind of stuff. So maybe this with Norm Coleman, you know, he's a comedian, for God's sakes. I mean, and this, you have to understand, it's a senator this time, so it's going to be one of 100, not one of 345. I mean, this is the beauty of this, is when he gets up to talk, it's going to be all over C-SPAN. It's going to be so much. I mean, he's going to have... God, what I wouldn't give to be able to go up there and just poop all over those guys. I mean, you know,
they couldn't kick you out.
That's right.
Yeah, I love that.
I mean, of course, he's going to, being a Democrat, he'll probably rag on the Republicans, but he'll have. It'll be fun. It'll be just too much fun to
watch. I think he's a funny guy, too.
Oh, he is funny. I mean, he is funny. I'm sorry. He's a funny guy. He may be a screaming liberal. He may be a commie rat.
Right.
He's
really?
Still
oh,
funny.
I don't think he's funny.
I think he's hysterical. Yeah. I really do.
He was all, yeah.
Well, hopefully
you know
we'll
what
Sonny,
you know what Sonny Bono is, one of his legacies now is, too?
Mary Bono. she went in for him.
Yeah. No, I was one of the last things he did or helped accomplish was everybody was everybody wearing helmets when you ski.
No, come on.
Yeah, now in Colorado it's more common than not. Everybody wears helmets in recreational skiing.
No, it's not a law.
No, not yet.
No, not I understand. Yet.
Can't take a couple more people got to die. And then it'll be a lot.
You mean if people got to die? Lisa's going to die?
Yeah.
So. Thank you, Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar.
Well, I got a little...
What was it you were telling me? Our engineer was saying that the opening for Star Wars 2 was supposed to be showing as the spaceship showed up that Jar Jar splats onto the front of the window like a bug and then blows away. And that would be the beginning of number 2.
That would have been a lot better.
He was such a disaster in number 1.
It should have been the beginning of number 1.
Well,
right.
no, you would but you wouldn't have had the full effect because you wouldn't have known. Right. You wouldn't have known how bad he was if they killed him off right then.
Right.
No, but I mean, the whole point was, when he went through this whole thing, they just wanted to have, I mean, I thought that, you know, you're flying along in your little TIE fighter or whatever, and you're flying, and just all of a sudden this little speck appears, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and bigger, and there's this flattened out Jar Jar Binks all over your windshield,
wiper go,
and your windshield, and wipes him off. That would have been so perfect.
All right, what else great. We got? What else
hey,
we got?
I got a light note here.
Okay.
It's all light notes.
I know. The Florida Museum of Natural History.
Ooh, something local here. Local.
That's right.
Local.
Right here in town here. I just went on a field trip with my daughter.
I've been there recently.
Yeah. And
what, Grossology?
They had Grossology.
Right.
Grossology was where all the kids hung out. Basically, they had giant structures of human anatomy. And they had various
burping, farting. You know,
could you like walk inside the turd or anything?
Yeah, exactly.
Like that?
Exactly.
Okay. You walk through the sphincter.
Right.
You know, you got to turn little things that made no.
Yeah. You shoot so up the nose.
You got to smell things. You got to smell underarm or, you know, anus.
So you can
got to smell anus. That was great.
Yeah, yeah.
Smelled like tuna fish. Oh. What if that you went on?
I didn't smell them. I let the kids do
We're
it.
Going on down to Tuna Town.
So, I trust them.
So that, you can imagine. With that description, just how educational this was.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you did? So did you go
to Grossology.
Okay, so what else did you do?
We went to the whole freaking museum.
All right.
Okay, which is touted as, like, one of the best in the country.
All right.
Let me tell you something. They have gotten so far away from their educational purpose here at the University of Florida.
Now, you're telling me you go and you see this big old mammoth. And
I mean,
says,
it's beautiful, and it, beautiful structure. You walk in, right when you go in there,
you know,
giant Canadian mammoth. I mean,
Canadian mammoth. That's not Canadian mammoth. It's a,
yeah, no, the, no, the mammoth says
this is a. This is a particular kind of.
A yeah. Colombian mammoth.
Well, Colombian, Canadian.
It's a big difference. It's a local mammoth. Okay. So anyway, it's something that was found here locally, lived here, you know.
And Jack has already said more words that were on the plaque. That was in front of this thing.
It said mammoth.
It did. That's what it said.
It's a Colombian mammoth.
Right. And that's it. And I mean, it says like, it gives like an age range, you know, 12 million to 1.4 million.
No.
Well, the stuff was Colombian stuff.
1,000.
Okay, whatever.
10,000, 12,000.
You get, my point is that there's no information there. I mean, if I had seen
not exactly kind of like you're going to write a 30-page book report on the life of the mammoth from
nothing,
that plaque.
Nothing. I mean, obviously, dozens of people spent hundreds of hours painstakingly excavating this thing from the ground.
The most complete mammoth.
It doesn't even say that. Jack, I mean, it doesn't say anything.
Jack needs a job down there.
I used to volunteer at this museum and talk about these in particular.
And let me tell you something.
Colombian
man because
it's a really big animal, man.
Colombian greed.
Yes,
and like big sharp pointy horns, man. Okay, keep going.
You
walk through this museum, this multi-million. I mean, obviously, it costs $20 million to make a minimum.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
And there is just a dearth of stuff in there. I mean, there's like a few fossils, like they picked the best fossils of each one and they brought them out there and then they put literally like 10 words on a plaque in front of this thing. And I mean, it they could have had computer screens there for an extra $30,000.
Right.
They could have had a computer in front of every display.
Right.
So you could at the very least Google what you're looking at.
Right.
And read about it a little bit or something.
At least Google it.
I mean, I'm not kidding. It was so bad. It was like they ripped a page out of the eighth grade science book. And just put it on in front of the display. I mean, it would say something like, here is a natural Florida waterway, and you can see how the water evaporates into the clouds and then precipitates back into the ground, and that completes the cycle of the water. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you don't know that by the time you're in eighth grade,
you got a problem. Yeah.
And so here they were. They bust all these kids from 100 miles away.
Right.
What's it cost to get into this place?
I don't know.
No, it's not. It's not free.
No what?
No, it's not.
It's not free for the butterfly part.
No, it's not free for anything.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely not.
Wait a minute, but it's a
minimum of $6 to $10.
Not for students. They
$4.
I know, they let all us in under some special deal.
Right, yeah, right. You can bet on anybody.
But you paid. Right.
Yeah, well, they did give us all wristbands, and there were people like at the front. So.
No, I know they paid. I've been there in the last month.
Okay.
And I believe me, I paid. Get my family in was $20, $25.
I mean, I was just stunned by the displays. I mean, they had this one thing with all these plants and animals and creatures and everything.
There's a cave, a walk-through cave.
Right, right. But this was like that. And then they had some animation. And the animation was, there were these two little fiddle crabs right up front.
Now that is funny.
And they like run back and forth.
They go left and then they go right.
And you're like,
it's a small world look high tech.
Yeah, seriously.
it's like a little bug on a wire that goes.
You can see the string.
Totally.
No, you see the wire. There's no question. It's a bug on a wire.
And I'm thinking about this. The animator that pitched this, you know, I mean, okay.
That's funny.
We've animated this entire scene here.
Only thing that moves are two fiddler crabs in the beach scene. It's like the ground beach scene.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. There might be one small other thing in the back, but that's the main. That's like, I can see him selling. The fiddler crabs are going to move.
Yeah, watch this. Watch this, kid.
You can imagine that the old fossils that were buying this.
That's right.
Oh, really? Right. Fiddler crab gonna move. We'll pay $1 million
now,
for that.
Now that is funny. Hey, but there's some great teeth there. I mean, there are some great artifacts. Yeah, but you're right. The information may be limited.
The information says there's tooth.
There's one area in the beginning that talks about the natives and all of that. And there is some information, albeit that's kind of boring. It's the most recent part. History of the Indians in our state, if you call those.
Yeah, it makes it look like there was only one group of Indians.
Right.
I mean, you know, they have an entire display on the Colusa Indians.
Right. Chief Billy.
Right. And then they've got, they like leave out the other 40 tribes or something, you know.
Well, they were all dead by then.
Yes, they didn't count. No, but what's interesting is, of course, we've all spent some time, for instance, in the Smithsonian, which is a little nicer than that. When I was out this summer, we went to the Natural History Museum in Utah. Which, again, one little corner of it would have made this look so sick you cannot imagine. And that was done with private funds.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, they've gotten so far from their purpose here. I mean, they're going to bus all these kids in. Everybody's going to pat themselves on the back of how they educated these kids about everything in this museum. And, I mean, the kids, like, learn nothing.
I'm curious. How long were they actually in the museum?
We were there for hours. It was like 4 hours we were in the museum.
Inside for 4 hours.
Yeah. No.
So it's an hour and a half ride up. 4 hours in, hour and a half back.
Hey, let me tell you something. The last 2 hours were just sitting down in grossology.
No, I was gonna say the whole museum, start to finish, 2 hours would be a long time.
Right.
2 hours would be a long time. It's about an hour and a half. About an hour.
Read everything in there,
including the butterfly.
That was the coolest thing. They had a really awesome butterfly. Terrarium, sort
right.
of atrium.
Well,
thing.
They do. They're proud of
you
that.
You walk through it, and there's just thousands of butterflies.
Are they all dead on a stick?
Well, what's interesting is that they all die within 2 weeks.
So it's timing, right?
Yeah. They have new ones coming in all the time.
Right. They bring in
sometimes
new ones every week.
There's not that many in there. Right. It's not always just a plethora of.
Right. Well, it's funny because literally, butterflies have a lifespan of 2 weeks. And so,
other than the monarchs.
Well, the monarchs actually have the same lifespan except for that particular generation which flies down and then lasts for like 8 months.
Yeah.
So they have a trigger in their genome which triggers a certain generation to live until they make the journey. It's really bizarre.
Really?
And then they go back to a 2 week cycle like every other butterfly.
You're kidding.
No, serious.
No, you are lying.
No. And I got, I shook that out of the curator there. I mean,
go around every night with a big vacuum sucking up all the dead.
Exactly. It's hilarious. And I'm like, well, how come they don't reproduce here? He goes, well, we don't import any of the native plants.
Uh-huh.
They can't import the native plants for the butterflies to live there. So they just bring in one generation and they all die and they bring in another generation.
Oh, my God.
It's like, slaughter.
It's a slaughter. Slave butterflies. Where's Cheetah?
It's just hilarious, man. I just thought it was hilarious.
And those are a bunch of pissed off butterflies because they're not getting any.
Yeah.
There's nothing good to eat.
Well, no, they put the good food out for them. But they put the plates of mango out there. They're gorging themselves. Right. You know, like they had never seen, you know, plates of mango.
They're flopping around. Instead of flying around, they're just walking around on the ground stumbling. Yeah. Just saying, screw off. I'm not flying.
High on the nectar.
I don't care if you're a kid here to see me.
So anyway, I'm just shocked and amazed. What you're telling me is the museum sucks and it costs a lot of money and it's run by the government.
And it costs extra, just so you know, it costs extra to get into the butterfly section.
Yeah, I do know that. I remember that. And that's like expensive, as I recall.
That's $12 or something.
So I just thought that was hilarious.
That's good. Okay, go ahead. Moving along.
Uh-huh.
Did you see that O.J. Simpson got guilty on all charges?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I said, he's going to find the killer in jail now.
I love what John Stewart said. He said, today O.J. got convicted of robbery. Well, really murder.
But O.J. writes and he goes, fresh squeezed O.J.
Oh, God. I got a dark note here.
Okay.
Somebody left a bunch of puppies out in the cold weather the other night.
Yeah, up here locally.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was up here. It was up.
Right, what did they do? Like drive a box out in the woods and set it down?
No. It was like in the back of it. They found it. It was like in it was like the side of the road or something.
I don't like where this is going. So
no.
Here's my thought.
They found the puppies and they saved them.
Right. And they're going to charge the people with felony puppy endangerment.
Right.
Or basically felonies for endangering the lives of these puppies.
I didn't know there was a felony puppy.
Oh, no. Oh, there absolutely is.
There is.
Oh, absolutely.
FPE.
Oh. That's it.
No question about
FPE.
It.
FPE.
Oh, yeah. No, none
first
of that.
Degree.
Total felony.
And, of course, the stupid part was that apparently it was, like, out in public where they left these things. It wasn't, like, in the backyard or in the... They didn't, like, go drown them or something.
Right. Well, now, if you think about it, for one second, if they wanted to kill the puppies, all they had to do was bring them to the pound.
Right.
The pound will kill them for you.
The pound is called the pound for a reason.
Right.
They pound the puppies to death.
Pound. So if you think about it, the reason that they left these puppies out was so that they have a chance of survival.
Yep.
I mean, they didn't want to kill them all.
Is that what they said?
Well, no, but it has to be that. Because if they wanted to just get rid of them, you just take them to the pound. The pound will take them and kill them for you.
Right.
I mean, so did they let them go or they left them in the box?
Well, they left them in the box. They have a picture in the paper. There were like eight of them in the box. And they're just, you know, they're very cold and they're shivering and they're whining.
So let me ask this. Would they have gotten in more or less trouble if they had just shot every one of them?
Oh, more. But my point is that if you wanted to kill them, you just take them to the pound.
I'm going
to
get this straight.
They kill them.
You'd get more if you took them out and just plugged them, you'd get in more danger than felony endangerment.
Well, I guess you could argue a lack of cruelty at that point. You know, you argue an instantaneous death and therefore there was no cruelty.
Well, now
you know that policeman up here tried to do that with his dog that he'd taken home and they got his. I think he got off, but they charged him.
No, I guarantee you'd go down for that. Guarantee. You can't kill your pet. They can kill your pet.
You can't.
But you
can't.
I love it.
You can't go down. You can't put your dog down.
But you can.
No.
If he's injured or anything.
Well, you can go to the vet and have your pet killed.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, well, this guy.
No. They've gone away for now.
So. Okay. All right. That's good.
All right. So, well, that's crazy stuff.
It is.
So.
It's just.
So anyway, these people going to jail or what?
The way the laws have gotten skewed. Hell yeah, they'll go to jail.
Well, you saw the one that apparently they don't like.
It might only be a few weeks.
People going to jail. The Nazi kid, the Nazi parents.
Oh, right? God.
Well, I'll tell you, man. I mean, well, we're going to have to continue this in part three because I've got enough material to go on for another.
Okay, well, let's take another break.
Let's take another break. All right, let me find something here.
Because I love that part. I got
Nazi kid stuff. I got
Idi Amin Smith or something. You get to go to jail for that.
Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
Adolf Hitler.
Mengele.
You want me to stay? I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Come on, by phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you're have been the kind of person that you really are now. You got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how I would get out of pocket for fun. You shape me again. I hope that you have been the kind of person you really are now. I'll be so good. I wish I could get the message over to you now.